Karmoi Shochavei Roim, that his friend had a kerem, his friend had a vineyard growing there, and this person, Aruven, came and planted his own vegetables there like. Shezora Kamo Shochavei Roim. Smodar. In other words, in his friend's field, that vineyard was smodar, means it was like unripe, very young grapes, so just about budding. That was the Maisa Kachoyu. That Reuven went down and took his own seeds and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard. So Lacha was Ubo Maisav Nechachomim. They asked the Shal in front of the Chomim, what should we do here? The Osru Es Hazroyim. They said, listen, Reuven then planted his Royim, his seeds, in Shimon's vineyard. So now it became Klaya Kerem like. So the seeds became Osa Bano. But Fetiru Es Gefanim. But the Gefanim, the grapes, they stay Mutah, because they belong to Shimon. Shimon didn't do anything wrong. Reuven is coming and planted his own seeds in Shimon's vineyard, so Reuven has the right to ask a dover shenishalai. He can't put an issa upon Shimon's gefanim. But Reuven's own zroyim, they do become asa. So the question is, v'amai, why? Lema, let us say, kal v'chaymahu. Umaha oiser, ein aneser, madlich the grapes. And that's the one that's going to come and ask these zroyim, because of klai kerem. So here the grapes itself does not become also. Is a bol esav lo yoser in a din shlo yisaser. If so, how could it come and asa the zroyim? How comes Reuven's zroyim is also? Like lechur, you see, you don't say such a svara that even though the kerem cannot asa itself, but it has a kerem to asa something else. See, also, even though this chatzik kizayit that you think he of the korban hatoydu itself, it does not make the toydu pigul because it's not a kizayis. But our koponim, it could help to be even starif to make our koponim the lechem tiggle. So what's your question? Skmur says, no, hochi ashta. What does one have to do with the other? I'll tell you, hosom over there by klaya kerem aizroyim, ken vis veluf, osru teira. The main is the Torah puts not to make klaya kerem, is not to plant, or ken vis veluf. The avada, the pshat from this is, that it's lafuki avada, the heimin aizroyim also. Heimin tfua. Avada, wheat, barley is also nisa klaya kerem. But excluding the five minei tfua, also canvas flus is also. But mashenkin, other type of vegetables, there's no isimidiraisa. So, shaz roi midrabanan hu diyasri. That if you plant other vegetables in the vineyard, it's only isimidirabanan. Therefore, as far as like this, haidi avari surra kansur rabanan. Reuven then went and planted his vegetables in Shimon's vineyard. He did an issa, to rabanan made a kenas here. The Rabbanan said that your vegetables are also. But Haida lo yavadi sura lo kinsur Rabbanan. The kids of Shimon that did not do anything wrong. He only planted the grapes in his vineyard. But since he did not do anything wrong, and there's no issa of these zeroyim in the vineyard is only with the Rabbanan, there is a svarim that the Rabbanan did not make a kenas on Shimon, only upon Reuven. Avul hocha, but over here, by this machshavas tigul, leima kal v'chaima, why don't I say kal v'chaima? The madrich, this machshav atida chatzik gezayis from the bosser tomorrow, does not make the bosser itself pigle, so for sure this machshav should not help to be mitzarev to make the lechem pigle. The other Gemara says, the ikar demasni law, some ask like this question, akfosim, by the loch of the kfosim, and like this, that boim in a reblezim erav, reblezim is a shalom from Rav, what's going to be hashurch that there's a kfosim, the one that's made the shchita on the kfosim. He had a mind then, lechol kizayis mehenu melachmon maho liyat gulayim. What's the law? Is the chal pigle or not? B'shash shemei d'shchit on the keves, he had a mind to eat a chatzik kizayis from the kvosim tomorrow, and a chatzik kizayis from the shtei lechem tomorrow. So maho liyat gulayim. So what's like this? Kvosim loikim miboyle. The kvosim itself, shchit is not chal pigle upon the kvosim. Hashtu kula melechem. Le mefagloi. Matach, when you have a machshavati, the kezayis of the lechem tomorrow, it's only chal pigul upon the lechem, not back upon the kvosim. If so, when you have a machshava mehen or melachman, that you only have a machshava of a chatzik kezayis from the boso, and only a chatzik kezayis on the lechem, is miboyi, so pshita, that machshava and the chatzik kezayis of the lechem will not help you to come back to make pigul upon the korban. So on the korban, you only have a machshava of a chatzik kezayis, that does not help. But kikom iboyeli, where is my shiloh? Liyevgule lechem. My shiloh is kedibichal, pigle upon the lechem here. And the shiloh is, mi mitzarfi kvosel nefgule lechem aloi. Do I say, even though you only had a machshava but eat a chatzik zayis of the lechem tomorrow, but since you also had a mind to eat a chatzik zayis of the boss of the korban tomorrow, so the bosser of the kvosim is mistar for the lechem. Just like when you make pigle upon the bosser, it's also chal pigle upon the lechem, so maybe here the machshav is mistar. That was a shiloh eloi, maybe not. Omla yitzit dak, yes, af pizu, alechem mefugol, dak kvosim enim mefugolim, yes. That the machshava could be mitzaref, and it's considered not like you have a machshava to the kazayis of the boss of the lechem tomorrow. Therefore, the lechem it's chal pigul, but not upon the bossa. So on this, we ask the question: via my why the churu leima kal v'chaim? What am I saying? Kal v'chaim? Omah hamafagel, ainu mispagel, madach hamafagel itself is ainu mispagel. If you make pigul upon the lechem itself. Means if you have in mind the kazayas of the lechem itself, saying the mispagla does not make back the bosor, the korban to be pigul, if so habolafagl here, your machshav is only a chatzi kazayas, for loy tigul, that machshav itself did not help, is then a dish loy yispagl, so for sure the machshav here should not make pigul. So on this again, the Gemara asks, umi amrin and kabachon ki agavna, do I say such a strong like this? Vuatani, we learn the case like this. That the Meister once happened the story B'Yechod with Ruvain Shezara Karma Shechaveri Smother, that his friend Shimon had a vineyard field of smother of grapes just blossoming, and Ruvain went down and planted his vegetables there. And again, the locher is that the vegetables become also but not the grapes. So V'yamai, why? Lema, why not say Kavachayma? Omaha Oyster and Nesha Madach, the grapes that make the Yisr, they themselves not become also. Is so habol yeser blo yoser in a din shlo yisaser. Here that the grapes they themselves do not become also. So how could they put an yisra upon the vegetables? So Margin answers back, no. What's the question? Hosom of you by the vegetables can visvuluf osu Torah. Only these two types of vegetables is also midiraisa. Again, achutz from the hey mine kitni. But out of vegetables, only these two. Shaz royim the other type of vegetables. Midrabbanan hu diyathir, it's only yasa midrabbanan. And therefore the svar is, hai diyavari sura kansu rabbanan, this Reuben that did an isra by planting his vegetables in the vineyard, he did the isra tov, the rabbanan put a knas upon him, that his vegetables are also asklar karen. But the layavari sura shimin, the owner, that did not do anything wrong with his grapes, like kansu rabbanan, the rabbanan did not make a knas. Avul hocha, but over here, lehme kavachayma. Let us now have a kavachim here that have solved this machshava of eating a chatzik zayis of the lechem by itself does not make of eating a chatzik zayis of eating from the korban does not make pigul, even though usually the machshavas on the korban makes pigul on the lechem. Here, where the machshavas on the basar itself does not make pigul on itself, how could it help to be mitzaref to make pigul on the lechem? That's the question. Tumor says, man di mas de lo akvosim, the one that asks this question upon the kvosim, upon this part of the Mishnah, so kvosim u diyus kuku zelezeh l'tznufa. He only asks the question by kvosim and shtei lechem, because they both have to be picked up together. Avu toido ba by korban toido, lo yus kuku zelezeh l'tznufa, loy, since you do not have to pick them up together, the korban toido and the lachmo, therefore it's called separate things. The Rashi says, not so poshid lay, lay tigul lechem, it's not so simple by the Torah that there the machshava would not help to make a korponim the lechem a tigul. Now Rabba Bezuti boyi lohoch, he has to shout like this, that the boy mine Reb Lezim and Rav, Reb Lezim has to shout from Rav, what's going to be ha-shoichet es ha-keves, lechol kezayis mechaveri lomochor, if you shecht one keves, and you have in mind the kezayis from the other one tomorrow, ma, what's the locha? So the question is, alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So again, the shaila was, when you made a shchitas on the kevis, and you had in mind then, lech lo kezayis mechaveroi, lemocha, tidi kezayis of the other one tomorrow. So the question is, what do you mean to say when you say the word chaveroi? Chaveroi keves mashma v'lemefagel. Don't we say when he meant to say I'll eat a kazayas from the other keves tomorrow, so pshita then there's no chalpigel? You can't be mechashav on one keves on the other one. I do maybe know lechem mashma. Maybe what he meant to say is that b'shas the shchita of this keves I have in mind, eat from the lechem tomorrow. And then a mefagel, then I'll call upon the lechem would become pigel. Shalom, what do you mean to say? Omales, he answered back to him to Nisu, wrote like this. Shochat echad minakvosim. Lechol mimenu lemochor. If you have a mind to eat from the kevus itself tomorrow, so who pigel the chaver kosher? That the korban itself becomes pigel, but the chaver with the other one is kosher. We'll soon see what the word chaver means here. What's going to be lechol me chaver lemochor? Let's say you have a mind to eat from the other one tomorrow, then shnem ksherim. Salma, we see clearly, what does the word chaveru mean here? Chaveru keves mashma. We see clearly the word keves, the chaveru here, means it's the other keves. Therefore, if you have a mind to eat from the korban itself tomorrow, so it's only chapigl upon this korban, not upon the other keves. And if you have a mind b'shach the shchit of one keves, to eat from the other keves tomorrow, then nothing is chal. To see clearly, the word chaveru means the keves. Samora says, Duma may be to parish v'yom ha-chaveru keves. Maybe here, Pshat over here, is where he went to explain himself clearly. And he said, what do I mean to say chaveroi? He means keves. But maybe when he says the word stam, chaveroi, it's a suffix. Maybe chaveru would mean the lechem. So here you would not have a pshitis to his shiloh. So that was Rabbi Abba Zuti's shiloh when he says, v'shashchitis ha-keves, to have in mind teeth from the kazayas of chaveroi, l'machor, it's a tak shiloh. Does chaveru mean from the lachma that it would be chal pigel on the lachem at least? Or does chaveru mean from the other korban and then it will not be chal pigel? The other Mishnah says, Hazevach mefagel et ha-nesochim, that if you have pigel in the korban, so the nesochim also become pigel. Means the mincha that comes with the korban becomes pigel. Misha kitshu b'kli, if the mincha was already hooked, I should put into a kli shoros. So when then, and then you made a shechita on the korban, and you had a morning of Shevis Pigol, it's also chal pigol upon the nesachim, the mincha that comes with it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Now, ha-nesachim eina mefagla mefazevach. If you have a morning to eat the nesachim tomorrow, that does not make pigol in the korban itself. Case said, what's the case? Ha-shech, it is a zevach, yishech in the korban oil, let's say now. Lecho mimenu lemachor. You have a mind to eat from the korban itself tomorrow, not a korban, no korban shlamin, sending lachas hu unasachim of a golem. Both of them become pigul, both the korban and the nesachim. What's going to be if you have a mind b'shashchitas a korban, l'akrim nesachim l'machor? You have a mind to bring the nesachim tomorrow, then only ha nesachim of a golem, but hazevach enim of a pigul. Again, when you only have a mind for the tofel, only the tofel becomes pigul, and not the yikar, not the korban. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Niskei Behema Chayov HaMaleim Mishram Pigol, that the Nesachim that comes with the Korban, it's also Chal Pigol upon the Nesachim. When you have Pigol in the Korban, it's also Chal Pigol in the Nesachim. Why? Mifnei Shedam HaZevach Matir in the Korav. Because what's Matir to bring this Mincha to bring the Nesachim? Only the Dam of the Korban. Therefore the Dam is being Matir, the Nesachim, therefore Pigol is Chal upon the Nesachim also. Tiber Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Omru lele Rabbi Meir, Sachom said that's Rabbi Meir. Valoi Odom, mevi zivchei hayom unasachim ad yud yomim. Listen, you can bring the korban today, and you can bring the nesachim, the mincha, in 10 days from now. And since you can bring them in 10 days from now, it's not the pshat that the zrikas of the korban is being matched in the nesachim. Rashi says, Alma, we see, lav mi zivchei ninu. It's not called part of the korban. So Amal Henry may answer back, Afani lo yamarti el avaboyim emazavach enech nami. I'm only talking about a case where he brings in a sochem the same day he brings the korban. So that's what he holds, that when you bring the korban to the sochem with it, it's like a chal pigel, it's called like part of the korban then. Amalei, she's answered back to him, Efshel ishnoistel ezevach achar, but still you could change it to use in a sochem for another korban, so why is it called part of the first korban? On my rovus, this rovus says, so Rameh says, no, hukvul b'shchita, that tell you taka, once you make the shchita of the korban, kalach me taida, that once you make the shechita of a korban and you have the nesach and the mincha set aside for that korban, the nesachim is like kavua for this korban. You can't change it for another korban. Just like the lachmei toida, once you shech the korban toida, the lachmei toida is hukva for that korban. Tanya Rabbanan, I'm going to write like this: Lug Shem and Shel Metzora is chayav u'malo mishum pigul. The Lug Shem and Shel Metzora taki yichay pigul. If neishadam osham matiru lebahinois, tibur Rabbi Meir, that when a Metzora has this korban brought, so b'shach tashchit of the osham, if you have a mind to eat from the osham tomorrow, so it's chal pigul not only in the osham, also in the Lug Shem is also chayav mishum pigul. And that's the reason if neishadam osham matiru lebahinois. It's only after you made the shechita, the zrikas of the korban oshem, that's what's mat you to use the lug shemen to put on the behindness of the mitzvah. Therefore, the korban is being marked as the lug. Therefore, it's called pigul upon the lug also. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are words of Rabbi Meir. Oh, mulal le Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. I v'aloi oda mevi yashom mehayoyim v'lug mikan v'adid yomim. Why is it called the glav there? A person can bring his korban oshem today, and the mitzvah they could first use his lug in 10 days from now. So it's not called this korban is being matzah the lug shemen. Or Malahem, he said, "Dak enechnami, afani lo yematzah b'boim oshem." I'm also talking about b'boim oshem. When you bring the lug with the shemen, then he says, if you have a machshavas pigul in the oshem, it's also chal pigul upon the lug, the shemen. Omalai said back to him, but actually, especially Yoshim Achar, I have this lug, you can still use it for another korban oshem. So why is it called pigul with this korban? Omal Rava said, and Echnami, Kisavar Rimeir, may holds, Hulkful v'shchitik lachmei toida, yes, that once they make the shchita on the korban oshem of a mitzvah, and you have your lug set aside, that lug is kavua, that lug has to be brought for this korban oshem. And Echnami, you don't have to bring it today, you could bring it in 10 days from now. But I call upon him that Shemin is set aside, has to be used for this Korban Oshem. Therefore, this far as we plan to use the Oshem today, we consider as if the Shchita, the Korban Oshem, is being matir of the Shemin, and therefore we have a Machshavas Pigul in the Oshem, who would in Eschal the Pigul upon the Shemin also. Alright, we'll stop here.